bunch of buddies sailing out in a boat when a horrible storm blew down. It was looking like the boat wouldn't float. They were screaming, "Lord, we're all gonna drown." But the teacher, he was sleeping. They shook him hard as they could until he awoke and said, "Ways be still, who is this man?" The crippled man thought the Lord was aloof, crowded in a house and couldn't get in. So his buddies led him down through the roof. Jesus said, "You're forgiven of sin." He wasn't nameless, this man of lameness. You love the shame and the body too. It made them all wonder, who is this man? A bunch of buddies sailing out on the sea, same fellas in the story before. Deja vu on the Galilee. Once again the wind started to roar. On the water came the teacher, just a strolling on the rolling sea. And then he said,
"Hi, it's me.
Who is this man? Who is this man? Who is this man? Is he holy or a liar? Is he Lord or a lunatic? I gotta get beyond the rhetoric. Who is this man?" Teacher fell beneath the cross on the street, weighed down by the hate and the scorn. He nailed it high by his hands and his feet, and hailed the king with a crown of thorns. And he died there. Did you see him? He gave his life for the master plan. Oh, how can I understand? Who is this man? Dead and buried deep inside of a tomb, story sealed in a movable stone. The woman came expecting death and doom, but when they got there, they were not alone. The Lord was risen out of the prison, shattered death, and he's alive today to give an answer to the ones who say, "Who is this man? Who is this man? Who is this man? He is holy, not a liar. He is Lord, not a lunatic. He's a hero, not a heretic. Both God and man. The great I am.
Woohoo!
He is I am."
We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the savior of the world.